But first, the Prime Minister's wound up a whistle-stop tour of East Timor on his way home from the climate change talks in Bali. On his first official visit since winning the election, Mr Rudd met East Timor's new government and thanked Australian soldiers and police still based in the country. East Timor's President and Prime Minister have urged him to commit Australian forces for at least another year as the country struggles to rebuild after last year's violence. Anne Barker is in Dili and filed this report for PM.
There was a red carpet on the tarmac when Kevin Rudd touched down in Dili this morning, although it wasn't clear if it was for him or for the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who flew in on a separate plane a short while later. Either way, Kevin Rudd received the warmest of welcomes. A hug from his East Timorese counterpart, Shanana Gusmao, was followed by a kiss on the cheek from his wife, Kirsty Sword Gusmao. And there was more appreciation for the new Australian Prime Minister when he headed into Dili to meet East Timor's President, José Ramos Horta. Dozens of kids in school uniform lined the road into town, and traditional Timorese dances performed as he arrived at the presidential palace.
The relationship between Timor-Leste and Australia is one of great importance to my government. This is a new democracy. It is a close neighbour. It is a country where Australians have a deep sense of historical commitment.
We have the best possible relationship with Australia, built over years with Australian people, all walks of life.
Pleasantries aside, there were serious issues on today's agenda. East Timor is still a nation in strife. Sporadic violence flares somewhere in the country every day. Around 30,000 people still live in displacement camps in Dili alone, unable or fearful of returning home. And simmering tensions between East Timor's military and police are slowing efforts to restore stability. It's why East Timor's leaders, including President José Ramos Horta, are eager for Australian troops to stay in the country at least another year.
I have reiterated to the Prime Minister that we believe that ISF should stay till the end of 2008, at least. We will review it along the way together with the United Nations and with Australia. And that the International Police Force, UNPOL, the UN itself, should stay here up to 2011.
Kevin Rudd was giving no precise time frame, but said he had no objection to Australian troops staying on in East Timor until the end of 2008.
I've noted carefully what has been said about the requirements for 2008. And from our point of view, as the Australian government, we stand ready to assist our friends in Timor-Leste with their continuing security needs.
Mate, how are you? G'day. And who have I got here? G'day, mate.
Then it was time to meet the troops themselves. From the presidential palace, Mr Rudd headed to one of three Australian defence bases in Dili to have lunch with some of the 800 or more soldiers and federal police.
Can I get your autograph on this, please?
Yes, mate.
You know what?
Is this a dartboard and am I going to be in there?
No.
The Prime Minister told the military gathering all Australians support their mission in East Timor.
It's been my sad responsibility in recent days to attend a number of funerals from some of our troops who have lost their lives in Afghanistan. It is a reminder to me that the profession of arms is a dangerous profession. And it's a reminder to me of the fact that when you go out and do your job, it's not just an ordinary job. You are putting your lives on the line, and I really appreciate that as the Prime Minister of this country.
Australia's interests in East Timor go beyond security. Mr Rudd discussed economic relations and Australian education programs in the country. And he's invited East Timor's Prime Minister, Shanana Gusmao, to visit Australia as soon as possible.
I also hope that there'll be an early opportunity for the Prime Minister to visit Australia, as I'd like to spend time with he and his ministers reviewing the breadth of our relationship and where we can go into the future.
The Prime Minister in Timor, and Anne Barker was our reporter.